Welcome back to the Press Box and a chilly weekend in October. My great friend Dave Buzzy Baker back with a racing preview show here at the Press Box. Dave, the weather has turned.
Yes.
Let's do a little horse racing on today.
As long as the handicapping worm has not turned, Gene will tell folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Ellis Park, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Let's take a look next to the last. I guess this would be the penultimate Saturday of the fall meet at Keeneland. And let's talk about a field of 13 three-year-old fillies entered for the 23rd running of the $250,000 Grade 2 Lexus Raven Run, 7 furlongs on the main track.
That's a lot of words crashed into that sentence, big boy.
Thank you.
You know, with aplomb.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Or aplomb, as we say.
Very nice. I think the thing now to do at Keeneland is just look down and see whoever Tyler Gantleone is riding.
Pretty good bet.
That guy is on fire, Buzz. I mean, and what a wonderful young man he is. And he came up from Kentucky, from Florida, after kind of dominating the racing scene down there as a rider. And I said, and I wrote back when he was kind of in his youth down at Gulfstream, I said, I'd love to be this guy's agent because this guy's got a big future. And, man, he has just turned it on. And he's really become the leading rider in all of the Kentucky meets that he chooses to ride at. And he's just crushing this meet at Keeneland. And really, this is kind of his race, if you look at it. There's a couple of really nice horses, as you would expect it to be in a 13-horse field. This Raven Run has really become a very nice race. You've got two horses, Scylla and Live Oak Plantation, Super Sensational, who I think stand out. They were a half a length apart in last month's Grade 2 Pyrenees. I'm going to let you pronounce it the correct way at Saratoga.
I'm not going to pronounce it.
But they come right back in here. Scylla is trained by Brett Brickman. This horse, she finished six, I'd say, as a 62-1 shot in the Grade 3 Beaumont. But since then, this is a Louisiana bred daughter of California Chrome. She's won three races in a row, highlighted by her win in the Pyrenees, whatever that is called.
Yes.
Tyler Gantleone will have the mount, and so you got to throw Scylla into this mix. But I think the horse to beat, without a doubt, is Super Sensational. Winner of the Grade 3 Victory Ride at Belmont Park. Has placed in three graded stakes, but was runner-up in the Grade 1 test prior to her running second to Scylla. I just think that Mark Cassie's horse, Super Sensational, leads from post position three. We'll have Ricardo Santana up. It looks to be the horse to beat in this field. But I've got a little bit of a long shot I'm going to take in this race as well.
And that would be?
Trained by Belmont, Obligatory.
Yes.
I love the name Obligatory. Won the 8 Bells at Churchill Downs on Oaks Day, going 7 furlongs. That's right up this race's distance alley. Runner-up in the Cotillion at Parks in the most recent start. Getting Florent Giroux. I don't really like the far outside post, but Obligatory is the one I'm going to use, along with Super Sensational. Obligatory is going to get my across-the-board bet, and you're going to team them up with Super Sensational. Try to beat Scylla in the Grade 2 Raven Run.
Gene, before we go, let's take a look quickly at one other, the 13th running of the Terryville and Soup and Sandwich. Back on the track for the first time since the Derby, is that right?
Yeah, this horse got a lot of play going into the Derby. Some of it may have been the name. It's a great name. There's another one trained by Mark Cassie, owned by Live Oak. But this is a gray horse that really sparkled on the track going into the Derby. And a lot of people jumped on this horse as a big Derby threat. You know, I never really liked the way, you know, I mean, going a mile and a quarter on the Derby, I just think this horse is more apt to be better at this 7 furlong distance. He's getting Tyler Gaffleone on his back, carrying 118 pounds. Hasn't been out since the May race at Churchill Downs, the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby. But I think this is a great spot for him to return to action. I don't know if his odds will be any good at all in the Perryville Buzzy,
right.
But he's a great horse to watch. I just think you're going to be able to see him shining very brightly in that Kentucky sunshine I'm hoping for on Saturday. Maybe we can warm this thing back up to
there
a little bit warmer temperatures. Soup and Sandwich, I just think is worth it's nice to see this horse returning to the fray, getting back in action. You know, you love to see horses that were so good in the spring return for the fall and set themselves up for a good fall/winter campaign. This horse obviously has a lot of talent. Glad to see him back on the track, wishing him nothing but the best in the great in the Perryville today at Keeneland.
Listen, I don't know anything about horses the way that Gene does, but I can give you a sure bet, and that's to get online right now and make your reservations for Breeders' Cup weekend at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Great place to watch the races, great place to have a great meal, to meet wonderful people, and the betting lines are short, and the winners will come fast and furious. That is Friday and Saturday, Breeders' Cup weekend at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Ellis Park, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful weekend. Let's get that sun back in here. I'm with you. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. The cats get the weekend off.
Yeah.
So they get to heal up, get to get headed in that closing furlong for this 2021 football season. And let's go racing today, Buzzy. And I hope that you and the lovely Donna,
yes,
will be our guest once again for the Breeders' Cup Friday and Saturday extravaganza.
Would love to. We will get details together. Thank you, my friend. Love you. Have a great weekend.
You as well, my friend. See you soon, my friend.